BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Sorry, the one that doesn't speak has just got his head in his hands, and that's a good sign for Innuendo Bingo, I think.
I've never seen him, like, he laughs and giggles along sometimes.
He's actually lost it. Is it because of one of the clips?
Oh, he's nearly crying.
He's actually crying. I can't wait for this. Innuendo Bingo. Hiya, it's Thursday and here is the Scott Mills Daily on today's show. Chris hides from pop star Pixie Lott after an awkward moment involving old school messaging system MSN. Your messages for this week read out by the PR4L. What have you been saying on Dear Scott? We'll hear from that. Also, Innuendo Bingo. It's Rihanna off films and Chris getting continuously sprayed in the face by each other. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so it's time for our new Twitter game. Who follows who? Let's see who follows who on Twitter. This could get massively awkward.
I think this is my new favourite game at the moment.
I know. So, you can have 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. And I'm going to ask Chris, but obviously you play along at home as well. So, pick a selection of people and see if they follow each other, right? Simple, on Twitter. First one. Does Jerry Halliwell follow Victoria Beckham?
Oh. Now, you see, you just think that they have these people that would advise them and just say, you know what, even if you don't get on, do it.
What are you saying?
Listen, I don't know, but I'm just saying you'd think someone would advise him. Which way round is it? Does Jerry follow...
Jerry follow Posh.
I'm going to say yes.
Is the correct answer.
Okay.
Does Victoria Beckham follow Jerry Halliwell on Twitter?
Okay, right. I think I've just got a feeling this is going to be no.
Is the correct answer. Victoria Beckham does not follow Jerry Halliwell.
Why wouldn't anyone tell them
on Twitter?
This?
I like it that we're exposing this as well. It is my new favourite game.
Oh, my word.
Next one, question. Does Simon Cowell follow Chalisa?
Surely.
One of his X Factor judges.
But then, surely he does. He employs her, surely. Yes.
No, no points. He does not follow her
no.
on Twitter. Does Chalisa follow Simon Cowell?
I'm not sure. Surely she does. I mean, yes.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, brilliant. So
just
that's
one
even
way,
worse.
One way traffic that. Oh, that's got to hurt. Does Mel C follow Victoria Beckham?
Yes.
Is the correct answer.
Mel C's very nice, isn't she?
She's lovely. Does Victoria Beckham follow Mel C?
I'm seeing a pattern. I'm going to say no.
Is the correct answer?
Right.
No Victoria Beckham following Mel C at all.
No word.
Does Mel B follow Victoria Beckham?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, she does.
Right.
Does Victoria Beckham follow Mel B?
Surely she follows one of them.
Is it going to be this one?
Probably not.
That's right. The answer is no. No follow from Victoria Beckham to Mel B on Twitter. Does Emma Bunton follow Victoria Beckham?
Yeah. I'm sure she does. Yes.
She does. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let me guess.
Does Victoria Beckham follow Emma Bunton?
I imagine not. Although I'd love it if she does and doesn't follow anyone else.
Full house. No follow from Victoria Beckham to Emma Bunton. So, doesn't follow Jerry, doesn't follow Mel C, Mel B, or Emma Bunton.
I've just gone on her Twitter.
They all follow her.
I've just gone on her Twitter to see who she does follow instead.
Yeah.
Dane
Bowers?
She's happy to...
She doesn't follow her.
She's happy to follow Oprah Winfrey, Women's Wear Daily and various other accounts like that.
But no Spice Girls.
Unbelievable.
Really awkward. If you fancy having a lie down, you can do it to this. Leanne Le Havas.
I might do that, actually. It's
been a quite busy show. Ow.
Oof. Hang on, I'm going
to... Okay, I can
recline on this.
Okay, I'm going to leave the microphones on. Here we go.
Come upstairs and I'll show you where all my...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where a lady with a posh voice who works on Radio 4... It's always quite weird when you actually hear her on Radio 4. That is her proper job. She reads out the messages that you send to me on a weekly basis, every Thursday. Here's your first one.
Scott, my name's Matthew McLean. I'm from Sunderland and want everyone to know that I love Mrs. Brown's Boys. I've attached pictures of me with the show star Brendan O'Carroll from when I actually paid to see them live at the Newcastle Arena last year and missed the last train home just so I could meet them. I've also taken a picture of my merchandise too.
We were talking about this yesterday. People that don't like Mrs. Brown's Boys go off about it. One of our friends was even defriending people on Facebook if they said that they watched it. It creates such a reaction. I've got your picture of you with Brendan from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Oh, wow.
And it is... A lot of people are still shocked to find out that it's an actual man.
Yeah. I mean, and like in this picture, he's like sort of quite a hard man, you know? He's sort of pointing at the... camera in a sort of aggressive way.
I bet we get texts now going, no way, it's not. It's a man. We will. Thank you for sharing your love about Mrs. Brown's Boys. Quite a surprise you revealed your identity, to be honest. We had one caller on yesterday that didn't want to be named and was anonymous.
Do we need to pixelate him or something?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm worried about repercussions.
And next.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was listening to some old podcasts and heard the one where Pixie Lott called Chris to wish him a happy birthday and he told her to leave him alone. I was just wondering if he ever got a reply from her after he apologised to her on the radio. From Josh, 6 foot from Hampshire.
Thank you, Josh. Yes, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that Pixie Lott and Chris had a bit of a falling out. It was Chris's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we called him up with clips of celebrities. Now, these clips were actually messages for Chris Moyles, but just because they just said Chris, so they could have been for our Chris, to make him think that celebs were calling him to wish him a happy birthday. I've got a couple of them here just to give you a quick example if you didn't hear it at the time. So these messages are for Chris Moyles, but they just say Chris, so Chris thinks it's him.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Chris. Lots of love. It's Richard Madeley.
Sorry. Hello?
Love, it's Richard Madeley.
Hello, all right?
Happy birthday, Chris.
Hello?
Gotta go now, bye.
That was me at the end, because I didn't...
I
didn't have them saying bye, so I just jumped in and went, gotta go now, bye. And then there was this one.
Hello?
Happy birthday, Chris.
Who's that?
Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan.
Very funny. A bit busy at the moment.
Gotta go, bye.
Once again, I didn't have her saying bye, so...
But down the phone, that didn't sound too dissimilar.
Oh, thanks. And then Chris got a call from Pixie Lott. And he thought, like the others, they were recorded messages, but no. It was actually her calling him up. And this happened. I mean, fair enough. All the others were recorded.
Plagued me with calls all day.
Hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah, who's this now?
Hi, it's Pixie Lott.
All right.
Just wanted to wish you a really happy birthday. And hopefully we'll meet up again.
Leave me alone!
So that's when you told Pixie Lott to leave you alone.
Hmm.
Awkward.
And turned out it was actually her.
It was her on the phone, yes.
Like, so you knew what you were doing.
She wasn't recorded.
Well done.
So Pixie Lott was in yesterday. She was in with Hugh Stevens to talk about visiting Zambia. She's huge in Zambia.
So me and you...
They've got all her songs.
Me and you went to say hello very quickly, and we need to have some photos taken with her for, like, her holding the 24 Years at the Tapping book and things like that, and have a little chat with her.
She's a lovely girl.
So we did that, and then I went back into the office, you know, where we go after the show.
The Radio 1 office.
And
the open plan Radio 1 office.
Well, this is it. So in our new offices, the studios overlook the office, so people in the office can look into the studio and vice versa. And in the studio, obviously, there's computers in front of where everyone sits. So where Pixie Lott went into Hugh Stevens and sat down in that studio, there was a computer in front of her. Now, as I went back into the office, there was a group of people huddled round a computer typing in a message into MSN, and they were typing it to the computer that would pop up, so MSN would pop up in front of Pixie Lott.
Yeah, as she was talking to Hugh Stevens on air.
And what they were writing was, "Hi, Pixie Lott, it's Chris Stark. I love you." Really childish, but knew it would really annoy me. Mm. And hit send.
And she saw it.
And at that point, this MSN has obviously popped up in front of her screen, and I've gone, "Oh, this is bad." And Pixie Lott must have been looking round.
Yeah.
And okay. So I hid.
Right, so I've got the... we recorded this on a phone, so I've got the actual moment where you hid and you're kind of crouched down in the office.
how's it going, Chris?
So what's happened is Chloe has messaged a computer screen that is right in front of Pixie Lott at the moment, pretending to be me. And I'm now having a hide because they can see us, we can see them.
How long are you going to stay down there?
Well, until she's gone now.
There she is, look. There she is.
So he's actually on his hands and knees hiding, going, "What? I'm not staying here until she goes." If you want to see the video of that, I've just put it on the Radio 1 Facebook. On the Radio 1 Facebook now, the video of that really awkward moment where he hides.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are looking at the Pixie Lott video on Facebook already. It was all right. It kind of all got smoothed over with Pixie for a few hours, didn't it? And then it kind of went wrong again.
It was fine when we saw her. We had a lovely chat. It's always nice seeing her. Nice catch up.
And then you end up hiding from her in the office.
Shouldn't have ended like
on your hands and knees. If you want to see that video of Chris actually terrified of seeing Pixie Lott and that message that popped up on MSN, then go on the Radio 1 Facebook
so
now.
Childish.
We're the only people left in the whole office world that still use MSN.
Possibly.
So this is Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. We're having a bit of a problem with the live stream at the moment. So if you are trying to watch on the Radio 1 website, we're trying to get it there for you. But if it's not working, we are recording this and we will put a video up for you later. I think we're on now. I think most people
are. Yes.
Yeah, we're on. Yes, we're on. Okay, sorry if you had a black screen there. Everything's fine. We're also recording it, so we can try and do a video for you later if you can't get to a computer to watch it right now. Are we ready?
Ready.
It's Tuesday.
It's Thursday.
It's 1:45.
52.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Nice. Yeah, all right. Don't bother me with details. Okay, so with our special new zoom-in cameras, do you know about that, Rihanna?
No.
Oh, you can see everything
no.
now.
No, what?
Yeah, we've got close-ups.
Oh, excellent.
Close-ups
are
on.
That's what I love.
And we've got our plastic sheeting down, which minks.
Oh, it's so smelly.
Stinks.
It's so bad.
And it's time for Innuendo Bingo. Get on the website now. Hello to Ben in Northampton. He says, "Rihanna is my favourite ever.
Oh,
I'm watching."
Thanks.
Yes, it's Rihanna, says Mike in Dorset.
Aww.
Emily in Chester. Hello, thanks for watching. Okay, so we've got our clips. Thank you very much if you've sent them in this week. Let's get the water in your mouths. Mm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's over to the Chris Evans Show on BBC Radio 2. And a shocking revelation here.
Had a mad rush to get out, and I must say thank you to Des, Les and Colin, our decorators, who kept out of the way for the bar from the bathroom and the kitchen while I was madly running around getting ready to come.
I did not see that coming. So sneak.
All happens on Radio 2.
God, you went straight away there, didn't you?
Woke you up, didn't it? He's feeling a bit tense about transfer deadline day today, Rihanna.
Oh, no way.
So you might need to loosen him up a bit.
Oh, Chris. I was going to say there are more important things in life, but I might get a slap from someone.
Apparently there aren't. Okay, good. So, got more water there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does Mary Berry really like?
I like stuffing.
Oh, that's kind of fun. I've never done that before. If you close your eyes, actually, when you're facing them, that's a nice one as well, Scott.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah. My
goodness. Yeah, because and when you open your eyes, that's what you see.
Yes.
That's nice, thanks. I have... Oh, it's dripping on my eyelashes.
Rihanna, you're drenched already.
I spat on myself.
I like stuffing.
Did you watch the story of Mary Berry the other day?
Do you know what? I didn't. Is it good?
Oh, it's very sweet. I didn't know that.
Is that a rubbish joke?
No, it was on BBC iPlayer.
Okay, good. So let's go back to the bingo. And one of my favourite nominees for this game is Elaine Page on BBC Radio 2. She's back. I've never heard this song before. That's me.
Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
I think it's what I could do with right now. A stiff one.
Thanks, Elaine.
Well, at least she's being honest.
Never heard that.
Oh, I'm so wet.
We have it again, please. So that's me.
Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
Yes.
I think it's what I could do with right now. A stiff one.
She said it was such a relish as well.
I love her laugh. Okay, more water, please.
Okay.
And it's you, Rihanna.
Okay. We're going in. This is going to be a big mouthful.
Okay. Oh.
Pop it in, Rihanna.
That's really good. Oh. Wow. They're very wet.
Oh, Rihanna.
What were you doing?
I was eating cake.
Oh, right.
That's an interesting little awful. Spurt. Like, about four different spurts there at various times during that from
I
you.
I didn't realise I was doing that that badly.
On the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Oh, God. I must give such a bad impression of myself.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Over to Radio 2 again, which is the wealth of innuendo bingo finds. Sarah Cox texted this one in. Vicky emailed. A few people did. Thanks if you did. Ready?
Mm. Meanwhile, I think we have got somebody in there. Pigeon Loft, are you there?
I certainly am, yeah.
So you're a pigeon fancier?
I am, yes. I've now been for 55 years.
How many pigeons have you got with you?
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks in front of me.
Chris. Oh, Chris is soaked. Oh, this is amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm so wet. Oh.
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks in front of me.
I thought they were talking about pigeons.
They were.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is there more?
Mm-hmm. Okay, over to 5 Live now. Have you got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
In your mouths? You know what they say about British men?
British men are the most difficult to penetrate.
Did you know that, Chris?
More water? Chris is absolutely soaked today.
You want more?
Right in the face.
Yeah, more, please.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Well,
hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
What is that song?
It's not, apparently it's off of Hairspray. People are texting in.
Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
Ringtone. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Okay. More water, please. Okay. Hey, it's your favourite, this one. It's from the Mary Berry story, which you were talking about, Rihanna. Do you know what Mary Berry's really good at?
Mary took work experience at local butchers and fishmongers.
I would arrive early and they were pleased to have a girl there of 19. And, you know, I was taught to skin a goat Dover sole, to bone.
It's straight in the face again from Rihanna, and then Chris. Last a spray.
Look
there.
Look at that! What have you done to me?
Wow, this is wet today.
You can't even see my ready thing anymore.
No.
I wasn't looking.
Don't worry.
This is a good one today. Hello, if you're watching on the website. It's on in Falmouth Library. Everyone's laughing. And Jerry in Tunbridge Wells. Falmouth Library isn't even one. What are you about?
Sorry.
Why are you laughing at Falmouth?
Just the idea of it being on in a library.
Okay, good.
I just love that idea. I've used up all my water. Sorry.
Grab yourself another medallion.
Okay.
Okay, come on.
Fun. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, water.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this filthy person.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, look.
How's it looking?
Can you see it looks a bit wet on the inside?
That was me.
It was.
Oh, it was Matt Fincham.
All right, blame him, why don't you?
It was his wet cake.
More water, please.
Oh, it's cold, isn't it?
Is it colder when it's in your mouth or running down your face?
Come on. Luke sent this one in. Thanks, Luke. Over to BBC Radio 5 Live.
Tiger Woods survived a sloppy back 9 to win the PGA Tour Golf in California by 4 shots.
That's not even a thing. Oh, man.
Tiger Woods survived a sloppy back 9 to win the PGA Tour Golf in California by 4 shots.
Water, please.
I can't believe there's more.
Mm-hmm. Here she goes again.
Are you ready for this?
I am so excited about this. Ooh.
Oh.
It is moist, though.
Yeah.
Although it's quite difficult to swallow at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful spray from Rihanna there. You're right, Chris.
I think it's what I could do with right now. Stiff one.
I can't already do that happen.
Well played, everybody. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you if you watched on the Radio 1 website. Thank you if you listened. Thank you, Rihanna. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Really, really nice game today. Well played by everybody.
Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
The Red Nose Hell and High Water Challenge.
Okay, so Greg James is on day 4 of probably one of the most horrendous things he'll ever do. No offence, Mel C. Or Chelsea Healy or Philip Sadu or Dara or Jack D. It's not the company, it's just what they're doing. Travelling down the Zambezi in Africa, coming across crocodiles and hippos and snakes, hippos being the most deadly, 111 kilometres. And just a small little tent to camp in each night, they're not getting much sleep. And by now, exhaustion is on. It's not like one of those things where your mate will go, oh, could you sponsor me? I'm actually going on holiday. I'm doing this charity thing which involves me going to various beaches in Mexico, so whatever you could spare would be great. That's a holiday! This is not. This is totally painful. Hello, Greg James.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Okay. Let me sum up today. Or let me sum up the week right now. How am I feeling in one phrase? I'm over it.
Here we go. Are you over it?
Big time. Yeah, I'm over the water, the rapids, the hippos, the boats, the tents, the camping, the sand, the itchy bits, the mosquitoes, the blisters, the sunburn, the smell, the not being able to poo anywhere, the everything. Yeah, that's it. I'm over Justin Timberlake. I'm over Bruno Mars. Yeah. We Are the Ocean. All those songs I just heard. I'm over that. I'm over everything. Yeah. I'm over this microphone I'm talking into.
Oh, God.
It's been a tough day. I might sound moany, but it's been a tough day for everyone.
I know what you mean about that not going to the loo thing. I managed to hold subconsciously when I was on the desert track, held it in all week, and then on Friday, wow. Yeah, sorry, too much information, but it is.
Yeah,
it's,
well,
it's,
we're worried. Yeah, we're worried that on Friday people might think that there's a hippo that's in the camp. If it all pops out on Friday, then that could be a colossal size.
You're going down the Zambezi River, which is 111 kilometres, and it's day four, so I guess that everyone is absolutely knackered, right?
Yes, and today was grueling in a completely different way to the other days. This was like an endurance today. It was like a rowing marathon, basically. It was just relentless, kind of going at a steady speed. We weren't going that fast, but we were going at a steady speed. And it's a lot of stop starting, a lot of to and fro in the boat. You have to swap sides every now and then to make sure people don't get too cramped up and stuff. And it's just sort of, it's completely unending, this river. It's obviously, it has an end eventually, but the stretch we went on today, was it just felt like it was going on forever. It felt like a bit of scenery that was just going past the same on a little loop, just, yes, going round and round and round.
Monotonous.
And then the only excitement was actual real danger, actually. That was quite scary, because there's this part of the river has got a lot of hippos at the moment. The water's really high, so the hippos come in from the banks quite often, and you have to be really careful around them. And what I thought I'd do for this little chat here is introduce you to a very important character this week on our trek. He's called Sven. And Sven doesn't sound like a Sven. He's from Yorkshire. But he looks like a Sven. And he's been guiding us through today. And it's genuinely been really dangerous. And Sven's been quite calm throughout the whole thing. But today, Sven, you were quite scared at some points. Why were you?
Oh, the last 5K today, yeah, I was a little bit nervous. There's hippos everywhere. They're moving around because the river's rising. And the ones we've got here, they're a bit been terrorised by some tourist boats and things. So they're a bit grumpy. You don't know what they're going to do. They'd all move from where I thought they were going to be, but we managed to avoid them, no problem.
So a couple of weeks ago, you came down here just to check out the route we were going to go on for this trip. And tell us about the what happened to one of the boats that you saw.
Oh, these ones aren't scared. They went at the speedboat. They had a go. It was showing aggression just to show who's the boss and show that it's his territory. Obviously didn't hit the speedboat, you know, but we were in a raft and canoes today, so it's a risk.
So they actually went and tried to attack the speedboat?
Yeah, he showed how big he was, came straight up to it. You know, he's demonstrating that it's his area and that he lives there.
So this is it. It's just a really dangerous part of the world, and there's lots of things. And if you add to all that, just the exhaustion of being in this heat all day. I know it sounds like I'm moaning because of the temperature. I know it's freezing back in the UK, but it's hot here, and we have to keep taking the water. And we've got all our life jackets on, our load of waterproof clothes, and that kind of stuff. So we are exhausted. We are absolutely on our knees, knackered.
Sven's supposed to be your kind of guy that's supposed to keep everyone calm, you know, when you are going through a dangerous bit. If Sven's worried, then you're going to be nervous, aren't you?
Absolutely. This was the thing. But it's and I likened it to when I was speaking to Grimmy the other day. It's like when your mum and dad, when you're little and your mum and dad suddenly go all serious and you realise that they're panicking.
Yes.
When mum and dad start panicking, you start panicking and you go, well, Sven. Sven, what do we do? Is there a hippo under the boat? And it was like that today because Sven went very quiet at some points and he was concentrating very hard so he could spot the hippos, because they just pop up and they're in the distance. They pop down again for like 6 minutes and they pop up again. You've got to be really careful to avoid them. So
if Sven ever just runs away, then I would run faster also.
Well, there was a point today, actually, when Sven just said we were close to the bank and we weren't sure where the hippos were. And in a deadly serious tone, he just said, OK, guys, if I say jump out of the boat and swim to the bank, you do that very quickly. And we all just went, OK, this is weird. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, sir. And it's kind of been like that all day today, and it's exhausting. It really is, being on the lookout for something that's trying to kill you.
So, Greg, at this point, because you know you're far in now, everyone's tired. Everyone's I know suffering from the effects of the heat and the sun, and everything kind of aches. Does your hair hurt? Even your hair?
My hair, especially my hair. Yeah. We've been doing as the locals do on this trip, and I washed my hair in the river the other morning, and that's the only wash I've had.
What would really keep you and the rest of the team going right now?
On a personal level, one beer would be wonderful, and that's a selfish thing.
Can't do that.
For the team, we want to just keep knowing that everyone back in the UK is fully behind us and supporting this thing and supporting the amazing cause and supporting the amazing people we've met this week, because that has been absolutely getting us through. And the messages that we've heard back from the UK have been totally getting us through this whole thing. And that's the whole point of it. The whole point wasn't just to go and do a silly challenge. The whole point was to do this, to raise awareness and to make a bit of noise and go, look, we're here, we're doing something stupid because this part of the world needs some help, and that's why we're doing it. And so we'd love to know that people back home are still supporting us.
What about if everyone was to pick up their phone now and donate £1 to Comet Relief? That would make you feel pretty happy, wouldn't it?
That would make me feel ecstatic, and that would be a huge help. And if people could spend and spare £1 of their precious money, then I'd really appreciate it. And all the people out here would really appreciate it. I don't know if everyone heard Jack D yesterday on when Hugh was on in the evening. And he said that he spoke to one of the locals yesterday and said, look, come on, mate, level with me, in Jack D's kind of way. He went, come on, mate, level with me. Does this money actually do anything? Because I've heard all this stuff for years. Does it actually help? Do you see any of it? And they were walking past a well, and the guy went, that well there, that was paid for. And then we went to the school, and he went, that school, that was funded, the books and the pens in that school. And he said, absolutely, 100%, whatever people give, no matter how small the amount, it goes there, and it directly goes to these places. And Comet Relief has been doing this for years and years and years, and a change has happened. People have noticed a change. And we're not trying to completely change Africa, but we're just trying to give them a bit of a leg up in this part of the world, because they need a little bit of a leg up. They're not begging for it. They're not going, oh, please, can you just build us a school? They're not saying that. But what we're saying is, we, as people in the UK, in the developed world, we've got a little bit more money than the people out here. We should, if we can, give a little bit of what we've got to help people just like you and me, Scott. Just like you and me, but they happen to be in Africa. That's the thing. That's what people really would like to see out here. It's just a little bit of a leg up. It could be a school that's built closer to a village. It could be a school that's got better equipment. It could be anything like that, you know. So it's just a little leg up. We're not saying we want to change everything. It's just to help them to improve what they've already built themselves.
Okay, so if you have just listened to what Greg said and that kind of sunk in for you as, yeah, I can afford that, I can, you know, put some money towards Comet Relief. It is £1. If you can spare £1, please do this. Radio 1 listeners always astound me every time we do something like this, because they are mighty, mighty generous. So thank you if you've donated already. If you can afford it, and if you would like to show support for Greg and the rest of the team and the challenge on the Zambezi, they haven't got long to go now, and they could really do with this as a boost. So text the word Greg to 70011, and Comet Relief will get £1 to help, and you can hear it really does help and transform the lives of people who are a lot less fortunate than us in Africa, and also right here in the UK as well. Text will cost you £1 plus your standard network charge. The whole of that £1 does go to Comet Relief, and it helps people just like you heard Greg say there. You've got to be 16 or over. Please ask the permission of the person that's paying the bill. More terms and conditions on the Red Nose Day BBC website. So let's have all get our phones out now, because I've given you a chance to do that.
Please do, that would be wicked.
Greg, G-R-E-G, that's what you write in the message bit. And then where it says two, put 70011. And thank you. 70011, text the word Greg, not to the Radio 1 number, okay, but to 70011. Let's all send it right now. Send.
Yay. Good.
And then you will get a nice message from Comet Relief telling you that they promise to do lots of really, really good work with your money. 70011, text the word Greg now. Thanks, Greg. I know it's a long old slog, but we'll speak to you a bit later on in Hugh's, well, your show with Hugh later on.
Wonderful. It's all good, and it's wicked that we can speak to you at every show. So thank you very much, and thanks to everyone who's texting in.
You're
the kids
really
we
good.
Met this week, they just want to have an education. They really are desperate to learn and do amazing things with their life. If you want to help them do that, then text Greg to 70011 right now. Thank you so much.
And let's not forget the song.
Yes.
One come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James.
70011. Let's do it.
Come on, Greg James. Come on, Greg James. £1 text.
Text Greg.
Pay for textbooks, £1 text. Feed two children, £1 text. Ride clean water, £1 text. Very, very cheap, £1 text. School orphans, £1 text. Help street kids, £1 text. Feel warm and fuzzy, £1 text. £1, £1.
Text Greg to 70011. Real or no real time already, it's whipped by today, hasn't it? So, let me know. 81199. 10 points for everyone you get right. Real or no real? Some of these, absolute fiction. Some of them, plain old fact.
Beyonce is a fan of water sports and is regularly photographed riding jet skis.
So,
The thing is, I don't really read these magazines.
Well, I do.
I've never seen Beyonce on jet skis, if this regularly happens.
I read all the water sports magazines.
Do you?
Yes.
And it just doesn't strike me that Beyonce is going to...
She looks like a fit woman, come on.
Am I wrong? Is she pregnant?
No, she's had it.
She's had it.
Finger on the pulse of the latest entertainment news.
I don't want to be breaking news or anything. Like,
No. She's had the baby.
Right.
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
Yes.
Okay, so she hasn't got time for jet skiing now. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Lol, that you didn't even know that Beyonce had a baby.
No, I thought she had.
You work at Radio 1.
I couldn't be sure.
Next.
Girl band Parade were the star attraction at last week's opening of a new Laser Quest in Bridgend, South Wales.
I remember Parade.
Weirdly, I do. They had a song called Louder.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Right. So, hang on a second. So, let me just put this into perspective. You knew about a girl band called Parade, who, let's face it, didn't bother the charts with their song Louder, but you didn't know that Beyonce Knowles had a baby.
It's funny what sticks in your mind.
I love your perspective on things. Real or no real?
Okay, I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
They are available if you want to put them for things
like
that.
Are you their manager?
No. Next.
Nick Grimshaw is a keen fan of ancient Egypt and knows all about it. The wacky Northern Morning DJ says his favourite fact is that fig rolls were actually invented by the ancient Egyptians.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely not. Why would Grimmy... Thing is, every time when Grimmy finishes show, he comes up, he likes to have a little bit of a catch-up. We have a nice little chat. He's never mentioned the Egyptians and he's never mentioned anything to do with history.
No, he doesn't seem the type.
So mummies sick. I can't do it.
Oh, mummies sick.
Yeah. It's
absolutely obsessed with the pyramids.
Obsessed. It's not happening. No real.
That one is real.
It's not. That is rubbish.
Is it? Obsessed. Pyramids sick.
Please, he needs to go on that Celebrity Mastermind show immediately.
At school, he was obsessed with them.
With Egyptians.
And in particular, the fact that they invented fig rolls.
Oh, what? It's ridiculous.
I know, but it's brilliant. Next on Real or No Real.
Pitbull, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide, always shields his pin.
Is that one? I don't know if it is.
Pitbull, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide, always shields his pin.
Of course, most sensible people do like to, they must shield their pin when you type it in to avoid fraud on your card. It's a very sensible move.
I don't see why he would ever go to a cash point. Because you get to that certain level.
Yeah.
He is that famous that he wouldn't...
That's true. You don't see famouses go to cash points, do you, apart from Anthony Costa? But you don't see it, do you? You don't. You don't see it. When was the last time you saw someone like... When was the last time you saw Beyonce at a cash point?
No,
doesn't happen.
I know.
Doesn't happen. It doesn't. Will you peer over to see her pin?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yep, he takes that kind of thing very seriously. And always shields his pin.
Was Pitbull the person who removed a USB without ejecting it?
Yes.
As well.
And always washes his hands after the loo.
I love that people...
A washer, not a walker.
Sorry, what was that one, real or no real?
That was real. He does always shield his pin.
Unbelievable.
The Script's debut album is played on a loop at South Kensington Tube Station in London to discourage troublesome youths from congregating.
Now, we've had a few of these on Real or No Real. Songs that are played to remove people, or like remove animals from areas and stuff like that.
The man that can't be moved on a loop. You'd get out, wouldn't you?
Ironic, almost. I'm saying real.
They played the Script's album on loop at South Kensington Tube Station.
That one is no real.
Oh. Of course they don't. They should. And at the end of that...
I've had to keep my score by... Because I haven't got a pen, by little bits of paper scrunched up. And I don't think I've done this right, so I'm 10 points.
Have you fashioned an abacus?
I've had to sort of go back to... There's no pens here. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so what have you got? How many balls?
I've put three, but I'm worried that I'm just scrunching them up by the moment. Ten points will do.
There we are, then. Let us know how you did on 81199. Thanks. Tomorrow, whoop-de-whoop, is Friday. Make sure you join us between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 or get our hilarious best bits on this Scott Mills Daily Podcast anytime. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.